KEAFLAX monitoring statewide one.
NAWRO, I'm here. Just sending you a Discord message. Sounds good. How's it doing for the data?
Well, yours never pulled up, and now it is pulling up. But in that CSV, it's got the call sign with the name followed by, and that gets cut off a little bit early. So I have your call sign space and then TIOM. But that's okay. As long as I have call signs, I'm solid with that. I'm good. Thank you guys for all of your help.
Well, I think it was mostly John. He won the race. Ha ha. So, yeah, great. I'm glad it worked out.
Like I said in Discord, it's a Christmas miracle. Glad we didn't break it. KE8WUO.
Yep, and John, yours yesterday didn't pull up on my radio either. And same thing, the name after the call is cut off, but I still had your call. That's really all I cared about. Like I said, this radio is just a royal pain. I've never, in all of my experience with anything DMR, when you deal with contact, it's all done through the CPS software. There's no second software to load it.
Yeah, I saw the write-up that was on Reddit that I think John posted on Discord. I saw that same write-up, and I go, oh, my gosh, that's what Dean's dealing with. So I get it. And as far as the data displaying, oddly enough, on the base radio here, the Connect systems, I only get a call sign. That's it. And then on the Bofang, I get a lot of stuff. I get, the name, the call sign, and the city. So there's something else on there, too. But, yeah, I guess every radio is different on what it displays. But like you said, call sign minimum.
Absolutely. That was the biggest thing. And it seems like a lot of the crap with this radio, it seems like some of the resources that were available, let's say a year or two ago, it's very minuscule now. So the stuff that I did find last night, I need to stash away on a flash drive if I intend to keep this radio, which I should do anyway, because I mean, let's be frank, if the radio's still operable, there's no sense in, throwing it away. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
NAWRO, agree, 100%. Sounds good. All right, I'll still be here during the demo, do some paperwork, so I guess I'm on ARPSC desk duty, so to speak. But I'll be available if you need anything on statewide one here. And I just took a couple of screenshots. I'm going to post them on Discord there so you can see what I see for you. NAWRO, after you.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. And John and Tim, both of you, I appreciate all your help and racing to get those files to me this morning. I really do appreciate it. I was at this till probably about, I think I actually laid down at about 1:30, so I'm just glad that this part of it's working, so I don't have to worry about it, and I have all my Michigan people, which this radio is only going to be on the MI5, so I'm not entirely too worried about it. 73s for now. I'll be monitoring Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
No problem at all, Dean. Happy to help. This is Kangaroo Elephant 8 Walrus Unicorn Orangutan.
W8CD.
Hey, Wally. This is KE8WUO. Got a couple quick questions for you, if you got a second.
Go ahead. Glad to help.
NAWRO, did I miss a call?
Oh, then it killed the signal. Go ahead, John.
Gotcha. So it sounds like you didn't hear any of that. Let me verify that you didn't hear any of that before I repeat it all.
You're going to have to repeat it because it wiped out the signal. I'm half tempted to turn that place into the FCC. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday I was struggling to even one because I couldn't find it in my channel list or any of the zones, and so I wasn't sure how to initiate a conversation on event one. I could reply because it would pop up, and then I could just key up, and it would use that channel, I assume it is. But do I need to go to the contact for event one to initiate a conversation? I'm just not sure how that works because it seems to only be on there through IP Connect. And so I think you probably get the gist of it, and I'll hand it over to you now.
Yeah, I do. Event one is talk group 53. So you're going to make a talk group, not a contact. Well, you start off with a contact, but you make it as a group, and that would be 5-3, okay? And 5-3 is odd, so what an odd number. So that would mean time slot 1, okay, color code 1, which is what they use, and it would be the same frequency that, 443, I forget, 950 maybe, and 448, 950, for the Mount Clemens area tower. So, but yeah, it has to be 5-3, slot 1, color code 1, and then make sure you get the frequency right.
Gotcha. So, I mean, I guess that's where I'm confused because it showed up using IP Connect. So it seems like it's already in my radio when you guys talked on it, and then I keyed up and I was able to talk on it. But unless somebody talks on it, I don't know how to start a conversation there. So are you suggesting that even though I was able to hear it, I still, in order to initiate a conversation, I need to put that in my zone type of thing as a channel? Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, my guess is you probably have it in one of your receive groups, so it's assuming it comes to your friend of receive groups because some of the overall do that. So that, my guess is that's what's happening. But if you want to initiate something on talk group or event one, talk group 5-3, you would have to make sure that the radio, let's say if it's just one channel, let's start up doing it with just one channel. Make sure it's talk group 5-3. 1-1, and then the right frequency. Just do it on a single channel and start from there. What IP Link is doing, IP Connect is what they call it. What it's doing is I do it with just one area. So like MI5, which is 5-1 talk group, slot 1, color code 1, okay, and then you put all the possibility different repeaters that are on there, and then you also have to tell all, you know, in the roam list, I do it in the channel pool, and then I tell it to search everything in 5-1. So what it's effectively doing is it's sending out a beacon every 30 seconds or 60 seconds, I believe, is where the vault is, and it's looking for the strongest repeater or a repeater that will send back a beacon and say, okay, you're in Mackinac City, let's use this one. So I don't know what that frequency, or let's use Detroit. I think Detroit's 443 or 442 even. Okay, so if you're down in Detroit and you're doing IP, you're on, all of them are in talk group 5-1, it will hit the Detroit repeater and say, okay, use that one. And then your radio automatically tunes to use the DPW repeater. That's what IP Link is doing. It's sending off a beacon. It's responding back to your radio. Your radio sending off a beacon. It responds back and says, okay, here I am, and it uses that one. Okay. The part that I don't understand is when you start going to 5-1, 5-2, 5-0, I just don't do it that way. I set up IP Link for everything for 5-1. I set up another channel for IP Link, everything 5-2. And for 5-3, I didn't really do it, but you could do it for 5-3. But that's how it's going. But for this exercise, the Mount Clemens repeater is going to cover everything you need. So I would just set up a single channel 4, 5, 3, and slot 1, color code 1, and the Mount Clemens frequency, and use it that way. And I think you'll be okay.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, and then I guess, so what I notice when I go to the IP link or IP connect zone is there's like MI5 Talk Group 51 East. Is that looking at multiple repeaters or is that just kind of looking at Mount Clemens? If it's looking at multiple repeaters in the Eastern zone, then I think that all makes sense to me. But, if it's not, then I'm still a little bit confused, but I'll try to research the rest and get into this code plug. I've been so busy since I got this radio, I really haven't had any time to look at it. So, but it's constantly surprising me what you've got in there. So I definitely appreciate you sending this over.
Yeah, I put all of the possibilities in the channel pool. And then I selected all of the possibilities from the channel pool into a Rome list. So East means, for me, East means everything from Lansing, including Lansing East, all the way up to North. That the one you have does not, well, it might. I don't know what pair they used. But it did not have, at the time, it did not have the island one in there. But it might now, you know, because I'm sure they just use another pair. So that's how I did it. So when you see MIIP51 East EN, that means everything east and north of Lansing. And then the west means everything west of Lansing, including Lansing. So Lansing is in both of them. That's how I did it. Break in case anybody wants in WAWO.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense then. And that's where it's using the Eastern talk group to look at all the local repeaters and kind of vote for which one is best. And that explains why I have to go to a different, you know, channel in order to get like Mackinac or other locations, because those likely weren't in here at the time. Gotcha. Okay. So that kind of makes sense. Now that explains the pool that I saw in there and all that. So I think it's starting to click. I'll have to, you know, mull it over a little bit. And I really need to get into the code plug. And I kind of want to get on mobile and then I'll start from scratch. And then I'll kind of know how it works when I start from scratch. Because right now I'm so afraid to break this code plug that I don't want to mess with it too much. But when I get a mobile, then I can kind of start from the ground up and build up to what you have here. And then hopefully it'll all make more sense.
Okay. The two things that I would look at to help you figure it out, because you're a pretty sharp dude, I would look at the Rome list.
Gotcha. Very interesting. Okay. Well, that helps a lot. I appreciate your time. It's kind of been haunting me for the last couple months. So it's good to get that out. I appreciate that. And all right. Well, cool. I will try to get that zone with that Event 1 channel programmed, and then I'll have to test it and see if it works. And I guess we'll go from there. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and then in your home zone, just put there. Because the problem with IP Connect and the regular scan routine is it can't do both. And so if you're scanning along and you're listening to the FBI and the double nickel and the 5-1 and the 5-2 and everything else like that, if you have an IP Connect, it'll ignore those. So that's why I made those in my regular scan routine when I'm home, which is I am like 99% of the time. I pick up 5-1, I pick up 5-2, I pick up FBI and all of its derivatives. I pick up Phil's repeater, pick up the double nickel, you know, and all those other things. I think you can put in a regular scan routine, you can put up to 16 channels. I don't know about the R7, but the 7550 can do 16 channels at one time.
Gotcha. Yeah, the 7550, which I think is what you guys got for, you know, Macomb County, those look very similar to the R7, and they seem equally as nice, and so I don't really know what, you know, major benefits the R7 has, if any, over that. It's just different, I guess, but no, I might have to get one of those. I don't really use the R7 for analog that much yet, because I got the other two that I kind of dedicate, one to T25 mainly and one to analog, and then the R7 for DMR. So it's been working out pretty well for me that way. I'd like to put the rest of the state in to the radio for DMR side. But other than that, you know, I'm definitely loving this thing. I got to try to turn on a couple entitlements on this thing for audio recording. And I got it all to work in the CPS side, but I haven't been able to figure out how to get it into the radio. It keeps giving me an error, so I'll have to figure that out. But it seems like a nice radio. I like it. But yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you go. I appreciate your time. This is KE8WUO. I'll be probably clear on your final, but I am going to be monitoring, so if there's anything else you wanted to touch on, by all means.
Yeah, some of the entitlements are pretty cheap, and I'm not... KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is NAWCB on Stateline 1. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform, KE8YNU, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo.
This is KE8YNU, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I didn't want to keep you long. I just wanted to see if you were at work or whether you took the day.
Oh, I took the day. I was like, you know what? It's beautiful out. I don't feel like working, so I took the day.
I don't blame you in that regard. It is. It's a beautiful day, and probably the last of the 80s, at least for the next few days anyway. I hear we're supposed to get some rain, probably need it. We really need it bad, but I'm glad. Like I say, I just wanted to check with you there and see how you're doing as well.
Doing all right. How's your day going?
Good. Enjoying a little bit of outside. Kind of relaxing. Got my Medicare stuff for next year, and so Mom is kind of getting a preview of it. Since she's going to be eligible in next May, so kind of going through some of the plans with her. But other than that, like I say, just enjoying enjoying the day.
Hey, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got my computer up and running again. I decided to start working, so I'm going to have to stop by sometime and get your stuff put into your radio, your zones and stuff like that that you've been wanting, and get that done for you.
That's appreciated very much. So definitely glad you were able to get your computer up and going again. Happy for you in that regard. You don't have to buy another one or have it serviced. Happy for you in that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy that way, too, because it's like, can't afford it. I know eventually I'll get another computer, but at least hold off until taxes or until... my bonus or whatever in March.
NAWCB. Yeah. Priorities, I guess. So that's a blessing. I'm glad for you in that way that you're able to get it going again. So you've got you guys got that rehearsal tonight. I think you guys got to go down to Plymouth.
Yeah, we're taking off around 4:30. I think 4:30 is the aim, no later than 4:30, because it starts at 6, and we're figuring it'll probably take a good hour and a half to get out there.
Yeah, that's probably a good plan. That's a good way to, I would say, probably the earlier the better, especially getting into that, you know, trying to get into all that, you're going to cross over 696 and deal with the construction and people coming north and getting away from work out of, you know, places, Troy, Southfield, that kind of thing. So that's a good plan of action for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. We get dinner tonight and Saturday night, so that'll be good.
Yes, yes, indeed. You can't beat that. And you get a couple of free dinners there. Hey, you definitely go for it in that way. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, hey, I might possibly, depending on how this all plays out, I may possibly have another mobile for you. It's VHF only. But I found out from a reliable source that GM cars, all GMC cars, or well, trucks, has an auxiliary port underneath the dashboard for ham radios.
That's kind of interesting. I never do that. I've been looking for something to research today, and I'll have to check on that a little bit more. But, again, that would be pretty cool. Definitely see what happens there. But, thanks for thinking of me in that regard.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. I was talking to Wally yesterday and kind of wanted to bounce some idea off him because I was debating on whether I want to get a P25 radio or another DMR radio. And he's like, well, why don't you get a VHF P25 and then get a UHF / DMR radio, and then you'll have all four in your car, and you won't have to, you know, you can pick and choose whatever you want to, transmit on. So,
yeah, that definitely covered the bases for you there. That's good. I'm glad, getting good advice there from Wally in that regard. I'm sure he'll let, you know, he'll steer you in the right direction, and that'll be a, you know, that'll be a help to you in that way.
Yeah. Well, and he's very knowledgeable on it. He's kind of the guru on the P25 DMR end of things, and so I kind of go to him for advice on it because he knows what he's talking about.
Stand by just a minute.
Got me standing by.
Sorry about that. There's this guy that comes by in a loud motorcycle and blares his music, so it's like I'm just not going to compete with it. But anyway, it's good to have, that's where, again, the guys that, work with the radios and, have the technical knowledge and logistical knowledge, and you can definitely gain some from wisdom from that they can impart to you. NAWCB.
Hey, yeah, for sure. It's nice to have a couple of Elmers to reach out to and ask advice and stuff. So looking forward to it, looking appreciative of their work and their, their advice and stuff. Looking forward to the set here coming up here in a couple of weeks and getting things finalized on that end of it. So.
Yes, definitely. I know that they were talking about it last night on the Wayne County net. I don't know if you're probably monitoring, but Keith is, I guess, someone else is coordinating the net this time, and so I think that's a good thing too. Somebody else that knows what's going on, and so they're discussing plans and that. So I think it'll be a good good set and good experience for our group.
Yeah, well, Yeah, well, a little background on that. Keith may actually be doing John's part because John is possibly getting deployed for another fire, so he's been John's been out for several weeks due to the fires out west, so Keith has kind of stepped in and kind of done what John normally does.
KBNF WR.
It's for him, and if he's willing to do that, I think he's the right guy for the job, and glad in that way. So again, it's a training event, not just for the group, but even for leadership, and even stepping outside of their normal boundaries and into expanded positions. So again, it's, as I say, it's a win-win all the way.
Yeah, for sure. Give you a SWR. Go ahead, sir.
Which one of you is actually Dave?
We're both Dave, currently my dad's using my other radio. I'm getting it converted over for him, but I've not gotten his DMR number in there yet, so.
I'm surprised you can hear each other, because normally when you use my DNG radios, you can't hear each other, but I don't know if it's just because you're both on Mount 11 or what, but keep that in mind, too. Whenever you work that way, I don't know if it was an upgrade that's been done or if it's just because you guys are on the same repeater, but if you guys end up on separate repeaters and you can't hear each other, you're using the same ID, you'll know why. No big deal. Just thought I'd pass along. Carry on. Keep it up from here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I'm working on getting that switched over for him so he can get on other repeaters and chat and stuff. But I appreciate that. Hopefully you have a good one there, 73. So, yeah. Back over to you, NAWCB.
Yeah, that's for certain there. Appreciate that, David. Let me use his radio here, and hopefully we can, things kind of run slow sometimes, but we'll get there. We'll get things situated. But anyway, I don't want to tie this one up, but I thought I'd reach out to you and just see how you're doing, see if you got the day, and hopefully things will work out tonight. You'll have a good rehearsal there for Kevin's wedding.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll have a DMR radio on me, so if you guys need anything, just reach out. Saturday, I won't have any radios, so just because it's a wedding and I don't want to disrupt anything. But for tonight, I'll have a radio on me. Mike is out of town; he's in Algonac, so Tim. Tim and Wally have got things. I've asked Tim to kind of step up and take control if needed. So either one of those guys, if you guys need it, reach out to Wally or Tim.
Copy that. Sounds like a plan, and we'll look forward to the net tonight. But anyway, you drive safely out there, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm sure we'll probably be touching base maybe a time or two. But anyway, hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Good chatting with you. 73s and 88s to you and the family. November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo will be clear on your final.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. You guys enjoy your afternoon, and good conversation here. Appreciate the reach out. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. G8YN Euclid.
Here's the air getting used. So don't worry about tying it up. If somebody else wants to use it, they'll either jump in. So, again, don't worry about using it. I was long because you would know that could be possible. So I was just, looks like I'm not quite making it. Give me that stuff. You're about tying it up. Just go ahead and carry on. It's good to hear it getting used, and don't worry about, like I said, tying it up. If somebody don't like it, they can either turn it off, or if they got to use the radio, they can go to a time slot too. So, there's carry on. I was just trying to pass that along that, you know, it could be an issue. Didn't know if you guys knew that, but I wanted to let you know that, you know, it might be an issue, so you would know if it comes up. Anyways, again, carry on.
Give me or we could go to PS2 if we ever need to. That's okay with you guys.
I'm good with whatever, you know, anybody else needs, and I'm flexible, so.
Yeah. I don't know. What I like about this thing is it works everywhere around here in New Baltimore, and that just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm on my handy talking in my kitchen, and it's just, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. I think it even works at your house in New Haven, doesn't it, Viv?
Yeah, it does. It's awesome. I mean, I could be in the middle of Meyer and have signal. I could be in the middle of our dispatch center and have signal versus, you know, an analog radio. It's maybe, you know, 50-50 whether I have signal.
I'm looking forward to the set. One of the things that probably should get brought up at the net tonight. I don't know if I'm going to be there or not. Mother-in-law died last night. It was expected. So no medics, no ambulance, no nothing there. You guys weren't there. But we have to see how that plays out. One of the things to find out if anybody needs any of these radios as a loaner, and give me their call sign, and I'll put their DNR ID in it, and then you can just retrieve it back, or I can. Either way, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to hear about your loss there, Wally. So definitely sending our condolences, and if you need anything, let us know for sure. You know. Yeah, well, I'll let Tim know. Tim and John are running the net tonight. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be out in Plymouth, I'll pass the word on to them and have them make that announcement.
NHWRO copies direct.
KEAWUO also copies.
That's fine. Good day, gentlemen.
Sure, everybody.
Let me count how many we got available.
Hey, do you just want to email your comments to me and put that in them? How would you like to do it? Anything's fine.
Yeah, I might add on to that. I sent you guys an email, both to you and John, an email. I think it was titled Net for tonight. Just to kind of give you a format of how Mike did it. Obviously, you guys do the net how you feel comfortable. But just to kind of give you maybe a schematic of, hey, this is how we, you know, Mike does it, and it just works that way. It works, I guess, really, really well. So,
copy that. Looking at it right now, I didn't hear it pop up, but it's here. I got it.
Four available, and it's base call on who gets one to use and who gets one not, and it's definitely on a temporary basis. They come back.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, is there a way that we could get a DMR number under the WAMAC call sign? And that way, if we hand them out, it just goes, we don't have to worry about putting somebody all signed in it. We can just throw it in there and then be like, hey, here you go, you can use it, and then you got to return it.
I do think that there is some, because I think Paul sent me an email or a message somewhere with the MAC, WA, whatever it is, DMR IDs.
Comment, during the postcard project, I noticed that that call sign has quite a few, at least 10, if not more. I can give them to you, Wally.
That note from Paul, because he told me start from the bottom and work up, because he said the ones on the bottom are the newest. I woke them up, too. The biggest thing with it, correct me if I'm wrong, they don't care.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the other guys, but I only caught 10% of that.
Yeah, Wally, I didn't get much of your transmission, but yeah, if we can use one of them 20 DMR numbers, then that way we don't even have to worry about, you know, hey, what's your call sign? Do you have a DMR number? We just put that in the radio, and we know that's our radio. And you know, if you don't give it back, we're coming to get it.
Okay. If you guys also want to, we could password protect the code plug on that radio. I would definitely make sure that whole bunch of the principals have the password. Sean, Paul, Dave, Mike, Tim, you know what I'm saying? So that way if somebody does get it that it doesn't belong to, they won't be able to write to it. I also think they have some sort of GPS feature, and then I'll have to research on that.
I didn't get any of that there, Wally. I'm sorry. Like, the last little bit of your transmission went broken.
Yeah, you mentioned that there was some GPS capabilities. Wally, try again. I think I heard him say GPS capabilities might be in those radios, if that makes sense, Dave.
Okay.
Try again, Wally. You're coming in so good. Hey, John, probably the reason for that is he's the trustee for that station ID, but still a good idea, of course.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably a good idea to run it past Sean. I don't see why he'd have an issue, though, because it's protecting our property.
Is this any better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
I don't know what happened. It was working well. Yeah. That's fine. Okay, I'll work on the WMAC's code or DMR ID, and I'll see what I have to do to get the GPS to work.
Sounds good. I like it. It'll be good. It's good training. Sounds like some of the guys need a little bit of help, and that's all right. Well, that's what this stands for, and that's what we're here for.
WABD,
KVS, WR. Yeah, just make sure you train people to leave gaps between transmissions.
Why do that? Just kidding. Yeah, that is true there, Dave. You are correct on that one. And I can be very guilty in that aspect too, so I guess that's something that I got to work on. But, yeah, no, you're right. It definitely is good training for all of us, and looking forward to it. It's going to be good, and I agree with you, Wally. I think it is the future. I was talking to John. He's District 2 EC, and he was saying that, you know, we need to get, as ham radio operators, we need to be able to use not just ham radio, but, you know, P25 is ham radio, but, you know, use the 800 megahertz from the state, or if we're handed a radio, we're expected to know how to use it, so... something that's important.
Hey, Wally.
Their numbers, first Saturday of October.
Roger, first Saturday of October. Yeah, I've got DMR equipment.
Yeah, Dave, you're more than welcome to join us. We're looking forward to it. It's good training. You know, see what works, what doesn't work, and, you know, just... Getting our guys, we got a few new hams that just started and are restarted, and you know, it's good for them to learn this right off of that, and that way protects from bad habits.
KVSWR.
Go ahead there, SWR.
Wally, were you going to get a multiple of that radio IDs
under
that call sign, like maybe 1 through 10 or something?
If that's what you'd like, I can do that. Or would you want them all to...
I would apply radio ID 1 through 10 under that call, because you're under the problem that if you run the same radio ID into radios, you take a chance on, you can't hear each other. So that was a problem in the past, so it's something to keep in mind. And also, what were you talking about the GPS?
Trying to keep track of these radios. If they get misplaced, lost, or what have you. I know these radios have a GPS feature in them, but to recover the GPS location, because Dave being more here, the professional part of it, and he says they lose a lot of radio. I was telling him, I know these radios have the GPS function in them.
Right on the edge, wherever you walked, you were not making it very well. It's not going to work the way you're thinking it's going to work, so... we don't support or we ask that GPS isn't used because it ties up resources that then you don't have them, so it takes a time slot when you in a time slot every time it sends a GPS out, so it doesn't work the way you person would think it would work.
Well, that's a bummer. There's our answer, Dave, YMU. Go ahead.
Okay, not a problem. I don't want to tie up, resources or anything like that. I'd rather just, we'll figure it out on this end and, hold the person responsible. And, hey, if you're going to take it out, you just know that if you lose it, you may have to pay for it, so.
Exactly. And also make sure the flight setup is set up so it can't be over top of each other there, Wally. But, yeah, we tried playing with the EPRS when we first put the system up, and it just was too obnoxious and ended up... tying up the resources. I know they do that on the commercial side, but they're not utilizing both time slots most of the time, or they're in, trunking. They got Moto Turbo trunking set up, so the tying up the resource isn't an issue, but like with SET, there's going to be quite a few different organizations that are going to want to be able to try it, and test it out, use it, and communicate, so... It's just one of them things, I have so much, so many resources.
Yeah, okay. I understand. I did figure that out. Color code free, admit criteria, and then in-call criteria, follow admit criteria, and then it'll work. And it basically, it's the time slot. So if something like right now, we're talking on 5-1, and if your radio is set up that way, you could go ahead and use 5-2. And it's my understanding that that's the way this radio works. Your system will do two time slots on one frequency at the same time. Go ahead, Jeff.
That's exactly right. I can never remember how you set it up, but yep, you just explained it exactly. So you do not want to set that on. You do not want to turn that on analog because you'll hate yourself. You'll turn the radio off and walk away, guaranteed. Just only do it on DMR digital.
Okay, Dave, I'll look at your code plug. I got it saved and looked at my, those are the two I got out. But the ones that I've been programming lately, I've been putting that color code command in. And I did test it the other day because somebody was talking on 5-1, and I went 5-2 while they were talking, and I was able to do that. So, and actually, I figured that out by accident, being like Pi Star. Okay, then by you, go ahead, WVD.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that. Okay. Whatever you need to do there, Wally, obviously you know better than I do. I think even just having the DMR numbers in there, 1 through 10, helps out. We know somebody keys up, all right, well, if it's not, the radio's not in, then we know, okay, well, that's our radio, so.
Yeah, I just make a list up, and have them sign it out when they you can use radio, but return it. If you even have a mark on the site, you know, a call sign with -1-2-3. That way you know who's got the radio, and when they key up, you know who's keying up. So it's just the way we've done in the past.
We'll have this all perfected come the first Saturday of the month. Dave, I got to get out of here. Jeff, I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot more before this event comes up. I'm going to be out of town next week, but I'll try to listen in via one mode or another. So who else was here? I think that was it. I'll hand it to Tim. Tim, you got all of this? Go ahead. WAVD, listening out.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to try to send that list of multiple DMR IDs, you know, for that call, for our call. So I put it on the leadership for Discord, so you guys should have it in a few seconds here. And then I'll ask the question to Paul if this is correct, so if you could comment. All right, thanks. Sounds good. N-A-W-R-O, I'll listen out.
Okay. Sounds good there, Tim. Appreciate it. I'm going to hop off as well. I got the mom-in-law in town, and the ladies are all shopping, so I'll be a poor man here a little bit. But anyway, you guys have a good one. Appreciate y'all. 73 Sia, KYNU, listening out.
Over the holder of the call, that call-up call sign is, we'll just go on radio ID and, you know, request, and it shouldn't be an issue. Brought to Rock, KBNSWR.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it. The trustee is Sean, and it looks like we have about 20 of them already, so they'll all be unique. Appreciate the help. NAWRO.
KBNYU, WAVD.
Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, we're going to have to get your radio back here for a quick one. Yours is set to always, so we're going to have to change it. I'm sure this is going to be a lot better. We're going to have to change yours. I have to get my hands on yours really quick because it's set. Yours is set to transmit as Nick always. I'm going to have to change yours to color code every.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when you're free. I'm out with the ladies doing shopping, so... But tomorrow I'm free, so whatever you want.
Very good. WAB.
Okay, why don't you?
That's quite a list, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, I was surprised when I stumbled across it as well. Apparently John stumbled across it as too. So, yeah. But I didn't get Paul's confirmation yet, but that's it. I mean, it is on that call sign, so. You got enough numbers to keep you busy there.
Yeah. Well, the private held radios, everybody just can keep it their own DLRs. Dave, we can keep his as his. And Mike, we can keep his as his. But I think the rest of us who own their radios should use their own DMR ID.
Correct. That was what I was thinking as well. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Wally. N-A-W-R-O.
Thank you for this list. It is beautiful. WAVD.
It might be kind of nice if we assigned the DMR IDs from that list to certain people so that if we program those DMR IDs in our radios, it'll show their name. And then if we assign them to those same people again, you know, at the next set, our contact list will still have their name. But I'm on the fence about that. It's just a thought. KEAWUO.
I would, personally, I would put them with that call sign dash, whatever the number of the radio is. That's on the loaner radio. But Wally, do you have my phone number?
But if you, I can get it either from Sean or you could Discord it to me, either way.
N-A-W-R-O.
However, I got a couple of things that talk to you about. No biggie, but I don't want to talk about it on the radio. But I would, and again, that's the way we've done in the past. I mean, Fred's got some cash radios, and that's the way they're programmed. They just come up on the list as, you know, WHCMN-1-2, and then when you assign the radios out, you put their name on the list, and you just have to have, you know, the list of who's got what radios. Works out,
all right. Yeah, I get it. All right, I'll try to call you tonight on the phone. I'll get your phone number. When you get in your computer, send it to me, text it to me, or I'll get a hold of Sean, but I think he was out and about, so I think he said he had some field work to do today. All right, thanks for everything. WID.
KVSCR,
stay quiet.
Mike, I'm on the HT. I'm not sure if it's going to make it down to Mount Clemens. How copy? N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O. K-E-8-S-C-R. That's sounding great down here, Tim. I was appreciate you coming back. I'm trying out a roaming group I set up here in my radio. So seems like it's working properly. I must have done it right.
Yeah, Mike, you are sounding good on that thing. We're going to have to talk about that when we meet up for St. Clair County. Usually this HT doesn't always make it down to Mount Clemens, but I'm glad to hear that it's doing it.
Yeah, seems to be doing it just fine. And I can tell that you're on a different radio than your Kinect systems. You're coming in a little hotter than when you're on your Kinect systems. But it's sounding decent as well. I haven't asked about an audio report from this radio. I haven't touched any of the mic gain settings. How's it coming through on your end?
On my end, it sounds great. But again, I'm on the HT, so hey, maybe next time I'm on the base, I can give you a better report. But yeah, thanks for that. I do have a mic gain, a digital mic.
Yeah, no problem. It's not extremely hot. It's just, I don't even know if I could describe it as a little more digitally than when you're on the Kinect systems. But it's not ear piercing by any means. Well, you're sounding just fine.
I appreciate that report. We were just talking about this topic this morning about let's not be shy of telling us about signal reports. Too hot, too low. You know, too muffled, whatever. We need to know. They're all data points we can take and make adjustments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one thing about this hobby. You'll never stop tweaking. So giving signal reports is a great idea.
All right, I'm going to bow out for right now. I got to get my steps in. So I'm in the backfield behind the place. I mow some nature trails back here. And I'm going to go into the wood line, so that might curtail my signal some. So you have a great day, safe driving, back home to your QTH, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear after you, Mike.
All right, pleasure talking as always, Tim. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking soon. I'll say 7-3s for now. It's KE8FCR. I will be monitoring.
KE8WOJ
on State Ride 1. KE8WJ, KE8FCR. Well, again, I assume this is that Anytone radio you just programmed up?
Fox 58, Echo Tango, Quebec. This is me.
PDYNU on statewide 1.
Hello, Echo 8. Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Testing a new radio on statewide 1. Anybody hearing me? I hope.
Kilo Fox 38, Echo Tango, Quebec. I can hear you.
KC8. HHD, KD8FKW, calling on statewide 1.
W18.
N8WRO from W18.
Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, standing by on Statewide 1. Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, standing by on Statewide 1.
Okay, KJO.
AWOK, statewide 1. Hello, Echo 8. What's he asking you yet?
KCAKJO.
Oh, wait, that's not good.
Cool. Mr. Chris